Pat Callahan for this week in pro football. Hope that you had a great night. Hope that you've been, you know, kind of cogitating on the things that we were talking about last night. And I hope that you're ready for an NFL Saturday already. Here we have reached the point where the games are being played on Saturdays. Brian McLaughlin is producing this morning. Tyler Zuli will be along in just a bit. We got to start off with the opponent today, the Houston Texans, because this is a game that is, I mean, we talked about how last week was a must-win game, right? And it was. I'm not trying to say, oh, yeah, well, last week's game, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because let's face it, if you don't win last week's game, this week's game looks quite different than it did before. Or than it does now. So as I look at this game, this has become not quite, not a mathematical must-win, but it becomes one of those that it would be really, really nice to win this one. As fate would have it, the simple solution is for the Eagles to go 2-0 and for the Vikings to go 1-1 at some point down the line here. Because of the tie and, you know, everything else, right, with the Vikings and the head-to-head record, the Eagles actually have to get in front of them by a game. But technically speaking, the Eagles can lose this game and make the playoffs. There are a couple other factors at play. There's Carolina, there's Washington. Just more things have to happen in order for the Eagles to make the playoffs. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that it is essential to make things easy. When you look at the Houston game, you're talking about an opponent that's a 10-win opponent. You're talking about an opponent that's seems to travel on the road when you're talking about defense and the running game. And you are talking about an opponent that is ready for Philadelphia, knowing that Philly just beat the LA Rams. You're talking about a team that has won 10 out of 11. And this is after an 0-3 start. I'm going to play you some cuts from Bill O'Brien, who's the head coach of the Houston Texans. He was on the Sal Powell Football Hour. And the first thing that Sal asked him about was exactly that. How do you come back to win 10 of 11 after an 0-3 start? This is what he said.
I have to go right to the locker room, Sal. I think that we have excellent leadership in the locker room. Guys that, you know, they know how to lead. They keep the team focused. You know, the first three games we lost, and I think we lost, you know, by a total of about 14, 15 points. You know, every game was close, and I think if we had fixed a few things here and there, you know, maybe we could have come out on the better end of those games. And that's what we tried to do, just focus on the next game. And I give a lot of credit to our players and our coaching staff for keeping us focused.
I think that is, it could have easily been Doug Peterson talking last year during all of the injuries, during all of the distractions, all of the adversity that the Eagles had to battle through. I thought that could have easily, if you would have switched the voices and the names, Doug Peterson could have easily said that at any point during the season last year, and it's pretty remarkable. Eagles are a 1.5 favorite in this game at home against the Texans. That was surprising to me to see the line move that way, considering I believe that it opened with the Texans being a 1.5 favorite, and it flipped. So that says that there's at least some public belief in your Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm sure, I am positive, that playing at home is going to at least play some role in this whole thing. And if you don't believe me, don't take my word for it, Bill O'Brien himself is aware of the impact that playing in Philadelphia can have on a football team.
Philly has a very passionate fan base. They love their football team. They're the world champions. So it's a big challenge for us. I can tell you that, again, I go back to Deshaun and his poise. You know, he's been in big situations in his career. He's been in, you know, loud stadiums. He's been in opponent territory where he's had to, you know, play well, and he's been able to do that. So, you know, we're gonna do everything we can. I coached there when I was at New England. Yeah. I've been down there when I was at Penn State. Philly's a passionate fan base, and you know, we'll have Deshaun ready to go. I can promise you that.
Well, we'll see. It's going to be difficult, I think, for anybody on the Texans to feel comfortable playing in Philly, just judging by the way that the season's gone for Philadelphia's opponents over the last 3 or 4 years especially. As you take a look at this game, we talked about matchups last night, and if you have general impressions and things that you want to get in, the phone lines are open now at 610-632-0975. It's always going to come back, though, to the question of the starting quarterback. It is always going to eventually round its way into drawing parallels to last year. Carson Wentz is unavailable for all or some of the Rams game. Nick Foles steps in, wins the game, and all of a sudden the Eagles are off on this Cinderella run that nobody expected them to go on. Well, it's going to sound ridiculous, and it's like one of my guilty pleasures. Whatever, I'm not guilty. If you don't like these movies, you don't have a heart anyway. The Sharknado movies are like some of my guilty pleasures. And they get more and more ridiculous every single time. Where, you know, you thought the premise of a tornado made out of sharks is on its face ridiculous. But then you get to like the sixth movie or whatever it is, and all of the stuff that happened in the first movie looks downright plausible by the time that you get to the sixth movie. You're like, wow, this is where the actual ridiculous lives. What the Eagles did last year was spectacular, especially after the Carson Wentz injury. However, if they were going to make any kind of noise in the playoffs this year, that would be ridiculous on a different scale even than last year. Because despite all of the similarities, right, in injuries and Wentz not being available, this was a team that was just steamrolling teams a season ago. So if Foles comes in, steers the ship, does a good job, you've got a Ferrari on the racetrack already. You've just got to find somebody who can drive it and not drive it into a wall. Nick Foles ends up doing that early on before he catches fire and just totally lights the world up, including Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, on the biggest stage. Right? That's shocking. But the fact that the Eagles have not shown themselves to be a good team, a great team, or even I would argue the Eagles have not shown themselves to be an above average team this season. For Foles to come in and to make the impact that he does is flat out remarkable. If they go on some kind of playoff run, it would be the Cinderella story of all Cinderella stories, period. This would be the one where you look at it and your eyes like fall out of your head with how unlikely it is. However, don't tell that to Bill O'Brien, who was incredibly high on Nick Foles when he was looking at Foles and his potential and his availability and ability to impact the game on Sunday.
That's a great luxury to be able to, you know, have the Super Bowl MVP come in for your team.
Yeah, right.
When your number one guy goes down. Nick really does an excellent job of taking care of the football. I mean, the guy is a very smart guy. He makes good decisions with the ball. He understands Doug's system. They run a very challenging system with the RPO system that they run and some of the other things they do. They have great players, obviously, with Ertz and Sproles and Aguilar and Nick and all, you know, their offensive line is very tough. So it's going to be a big challenge for us, especially on the road. Nick does a good job, did a great job against the Rams.
Yeah, he sure did. I mean, he did turn the ball over once, didn't throw for a touchdown, but when you looked at the completion percentage, you looked at not taking any sacks, keeping the offense on schedule and everything else, Nick Foles did what Nick Foles is supposed to do. And you couldn't have asked for a whole lot more out of a backup quarterback to step in against a team like that. And by the way, I'm not saying that the Rams are super hot. I think the Rams have actually been kind of reeling for about a month. I actually have them in the same boat as like the New Orleans Saints, as these teams that are good but haven't played well in a little while here. That's not to take anything away from the win. Absolutely not, because the Rams are probably more talented than the Eagles are this year. And the fact is that the Eagles were able to come in, control the game, and it never was really in doubt. I don't know what the talent matchup looks like, the talent breakdown distribution overall with Eagles-Texans. I know that in some key matchups, it looks like the Eagles might be outmanned in a couple of substantial matchups. So if they're able to get this one, if they are absolutely going to earn this one, if they come away with this win, and you'll have to give all the credit to Doug Peterson, Nick Foles, and company. Let's talk about it. 610-632-0975. We'll lead things off with Chris in Center City. Chris, you're on the Fanatic. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Thanks. Going great. You got it.
Hey, so quick thought on the Texans game. Last week, I happened to put in a couple parlays, so I regrettably watched the entire Jets-Texans game.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah, it was a rough one. But what I noticed, I mean, the Jets should have won that game. And when they were blitzing Deshaun Watson, he has a habit of holding on to the ball because he always wants to find Hopkins on that deep ball. So he was really holding on to the ball. And when they blitzed him, I mean, they were just terrorizing him. So, I mean, I think if we can get pressure like we did against the Rams with our front four, I mean, I think we have a really good chance to probably get 4 or 5 sacks and really control the game. But I think that's probably the key from what I see.
Well, Chris, I saw that Deshaun Watson's been sacked 52 times, and he's been sacked at least 3 times every game since Week 9. So you're on to something. Like, he will take sacks if you get pressure on him, and that could keep Houston totally off schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key. He just loves patting the ball, looking for that deep ball. So we can get Michael Bennett's been playing like a monster the
sure
past
has.
Couple weeks. So
yep.
That's kind of what I'm looking for right there.
Chris, I think you're on to something. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your morning. Michael Bennett, by the way, is sneaking up on all of last year's stats when he played more snaps than anybody in the NFL defensively. He's looking at the sacks. I think he's a half sack away and tackle for loss. Michael Bennett's having an outrageous second half of the season, considering a pretty slow start in the first half of the season. Saw Brandon Graham was named a Pro Bowl alternate. Some other guys getting Pro Bowl alternate nods from the Eagles. All that goes by the wayside. Truth be told, they'd rather not be playing in the Pro Bowl. They'd rather be, you know, competing for the Super Bowl. This game, like I said, not a must win. I hate it when people call games must win when they're actually not. If they lose this game, there are still lots of ways that they could get into the playoffs. There are a ton of different paths for the Eagles. It just gets more complicated. At some point, you've got to pick up a game on Minnesota. That's number one. But if you lose this game, there are still other teams that are kind of lurking that will have the ability to sneak in front of the Eagles. Right now, the Eagles are in the catbird seat, effectively. They don't control their own destiny, but they almost do. Technically speaking, in the playoff picture, the Eagles are the 7th seed. Winning this game would go a long way towards bolstering their Super Bowl chances. All right, don't mess this up. Steven Singer is still open. Get down to the other corner of 8th and Walnut with free parking. You can't go wrong with Steven's Anita Diamond Stud earrings starting at just $268, all with his exclusive lifetime upgrade. Steven Singer Jewelers, one place, one price. So, as you take a look at the games that are starting today, and obviously I enjoy this time of year because, you know, for as much as I complain that football should be played on Sundays and one game on Monday, really, it's just a thinly veiled shot at Thursday night football, which before this season hasn't been terribly enjoyable. Now, by virtue of increased matchup quality and the games have been better and things like that, Thursday night football has actually been fairly watchable this season. But I actually kind of like it when the games start to move into Saturdays and you start to see actual games, meaningful games being played on Saturdays, and you have some teams just sitting back and watching on Sundays to see what happens. I'm interested in that kind of stuff. I think that's cool. Because when I watch overall, this is where you kind of get an indicator of this could be like the most nerve-wracking time of the year for a lot of teams. This could be the time when if you lose on Saturday, you're sitting there watching all day and trying to figure out, all right, what does that do for our team? What does that do for our team? What is that? And it just drives you nuts. Call me a glutton for punishment, I guess. Like, I enjoy the idea that the anxiety could be taking over an entire weekend. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Also, I wanted to get into some Philly stuff at some point here because we haven't talked about it a whole lot. You can't really ignore the mega trade that the Dodgers made, trading away Yasiel Puig and Matt Kemp. It seems, on the face of it, that the team was clearing up space to go after Bryce Harper. And whether that potentially could throw a wrench into the Phillies' plans of trying to land this guy. Because Alex Wood was gone as well. They got Homer Bailey back, Jeter Downs, Josiah Gray. There is money that changed hands big time. However, I felt good in saying, and when I read later, that Jeff Passan, who does a great job, follows the league for Yahoo Sports, said he believes that the Dodgers relish flexibility financially and prefer to remain safely under the luxury tax threshold. So maybe that doesn't mean that they're loading up for a mega, mega offer to Bryce Harper. We needed some good baseball news, especially considering that the latest rumblings are, A, that Manny Machado prefers the Yankees, and if the financial offers are close, that the Yankees will have the tiebreaker. And also, Pat Egan pointed this out to me yesterday, and this has slipped through the cracks for me, that Manny Machado apparently has said that he's going to wait until after the new year to officially sign anywhere. Of course, to give his agent and representation and everybody else enough time to drum up a legitimate bidding war. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. I know that we haven't been talking a ton about the baseball hot stove because of everything that's going on in the NFL, and you know it's the number one story in the city is the Eagles, and are they going to be able to earn the opportunity to defend their Super Bowl championship? However, I think when stuff like that, it's potential franchise changing stuff when you're talking about players like Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. Got to at least mention it and got to at least keep people posted with what's going on. So there's the latest on that. By the way, this is a cool event. I've said this before that for the sake of everyone involved, I hope that I'm not eligible or available to play this. On Friday, February 1st, join the Farzetta and Trey Morning Show. They're hosting Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend and Tailgate Party at the Met Philadelphia. The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and tailgate party Philly has ever seen. Want to play? Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Mets' huge stage. Just want to party? Go to 975thefanatic.com right now and download your free tickets. It's Farzetta and Trey's Super Hole Weekend, and it happens Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. More stuff with Eagles-Texans. We talked briefly about the injury situation yesterday. We talked about players who'd be unavailable. Obviously, you've got Carson Wentz with the back injury, Sidney Jones unavailable, Isaac Seumalo unavailable. The final injury report for the Texans game reads like this. On the questionable list, DJ Alexander with a hamstring, Michael Bennett with a foot. I expect both of those guys to play. Tim Jernigan is questionable, and he practiced with a back injury. I am curious to see whether Tim Jernigan will be able to play or not. Because when he came back and re-injured himself, I thought, you know, that could be the beginning of the end for a very impactful defensive line acquisition made by the Eagles. I thought that was an incredibly savvy move by Howie Roseman to pick up Jernigan, because he freed up Fletcher Cox to do so many things last year, game-wrecking plans. When Fletcher Cox is just going wild in the backfield, it's hard for quarterbacks to actually go through their progressions and be comfortable. And you're seeing him push the pocket. You're seeing him collapse running lanes and things like that. And Tim Jernigan kind of frees him up to be able to do that, in addition to putting up some numbers on his own. And Craven LeBlanc is the other one. Who was injured with a hamstring. He was listed as questionable. And it appears that he's going to be able to play. But I don't know if he'll be on a pitch count. I don't know how effective he'll be. I mean, a hamstring for a corner is not the ideal news, especially considering the fact that the paper route, three speed wide receivers. You've got DeAndre Hopkins, you've got Demaryius Thomas, and you've got Kiki Kuti, who are guys that I look at as big-time potential threats for the Eagles' defensive backfield. And I think that there are a lot of players that kind of fly under the radar that, you know, wide receivers that are way better than you think. And like, for example, I think DJ Moore is one of those guys just because as, you know, a rookie, you don't know how good he was going to be. And he's done really, really well so far for the Panthers, just as an example, right? But in the case of Hopkins and Thomas especially, there's no sneaking up on it. Everybody kind of knows the direction that that's going, and everybody kind of sees that that's a big-time potential nightmare for Philadelphia. And when Chris called earlier, he talked about how important it was to get pressure on Deshaun Watson, and that's one of the underlying reasons, is because if you don't, you're potentially allowing the Texans to get to a matchup that you really would prefer that they didn't have the opportunity to get to. I mean, I don't know about you. I'm not really signing up for DeAndre Hopkins going deep over and over and over again against Avante Maddox or Craven LeBlanc with a bad hamstring or any of the other defensive backs that the Eagles could potentially trot out. It doesn't seem like that's a big-time strategy for victory when it comes to the Eagles side. So pressuring the quarterback is going to be essential. We talked a little bit yesterday, callers were calling in and talking about how important it was for the Eagles to start winning the battle in the trenches. And then one caller made a curious point. He said, well, I feel bad even saying this because it's such a cliche to win the battle in the trenches. And I found myself thinking, well, you can say that, but that was so central to the Eagles' dominance and the Eagles' Super Bowl run last year that it's kind of noticeable when that kind of thing has not happened for the Birds this year. I don't know if it's necessarily a cliche to point out that the team has not pushed teams backwards with their offensive line. Pass protection has been questionable, especially on the outside with the tackles, which is thought of as a strength for this team not very long ago with Lane Johnson and Jason Peters. Couple that with the fact that the defensive line is not, which, make no mistake, Carson Wentz was an MVP candidate last year for most of the season. The defensive line in particular was the engine that made the Eagles go, was the driving force between or behind their fantastic season. Defensive line hasn't broken games the way that they did a season ago. So winning the battle in the trenches is absolutely essential for any game, and it's where the Eagles were the best last year, and they're not the best this year. Maybe the results are as simple as that. 610-632-0975. We have open phone lines. John's going to be up first next, and then it can be you. It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Oh, so your plans fell through the Friday morning of Super Bowl weekend. Oh. Don't worry, we've got a reason for you to still drink beers at 6 a.m. Yeah. On Friday, February 1st, join Farzetta and Trey in the morning as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate park at the Met Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic is teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and tailgate party Philly has ever seen.
Want to play? Here's how.
Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Mets' huge stage.
Want
to
party? Here's how.
Go to 975thefanatic.com and download your free tickets now. 975 The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Farzetta and Trey. Friday, February 1st at the Mets. From the only station in Philly with bean bags big enough to do this. 975 The Fanatic.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. GainsWave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
This is it! You waited and waited and waited!
Perfect!
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera, now it's your turn.
And we approve this message.
It's official! 300 Jeeps, Chiefs! During Gary Barbera's 2018 year-end clearance!
Hello!
Not $1,000 off, not $2,000 off, but $3,000 off! And that's the lowdown on the no-down!
300 Jeeps, Chiefs!
Your choice, zero down from $16,990. So nice you gotta say that twice!
300 Jeeps, Chiefs!
And now, during Gary Barbera's wall-to-wall clearance big finish event, we're throwing in everything, including the kitchen sink! So make your choice, zero down or from $16,990! And of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit, just come and get it!
Philadelphia's credit! Connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
This is it. Barbera's clearance. Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And from just $16,990.
Pandora Jewelry has sparkling gifts for you and everyone on your list. Discover a variety of rings, earrings, necklaces, and bracelets. All hand-finished with genuine metals. Need help finding the perfect gift? Consult with one of Pandora Jewelry's in-store stylists or choose from a selection of wrapped and ready gift sets. Shop Pandora Jewelry now and light up her world with the gift of sparkle.
This holiday season, come to Pandora in the Deptford Mall.
It's no secret the way we shop and where we shop is changing. Sometimes the adventure of shopping is half the fun. At Berlin Farmers Market on Clementon Road in Berlin, make your holiday shopping an exciting adventure. Come and see the newly upgraded facilities, 75 indoor stores, 500 outdoor vendors on the weekend events, plus a great variety of restaurants and food options. Berlin Farmers Market truly has something for everyone. And in December, they're now open every day. Berlin Farmers Market, where shopping is an adventure.
I'm Corey Rutter with Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors. We are friendly, honest, and respectful certified technicians making sure to safely fix whatever your problem may be. When working with Rutter Roofing, rest easy. There are no shortcuts, no low ball bidding. We are all about family, respect, and hard work. We're local and can help with your projects in the PA suburbs. At Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors, we are your go-to exterior contractor. Go to RutterRoofing.com today. That's RUTTER roofing.com. We will protect your house.
It's the little things, like leaving out milk and cookies for you know who.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Or finding the perfect presents at Peebles. We're counting down to Christmas with 60% off gourmet gifts, kids' toys, and games and gadgets for everyone when you use your extra 20% off coupon. Plus, get 25% off select Nike shoes and apparel, bath and beauty gifts for under $30, and stocking stuffers for under $5. Count down to Christmas and gift joy now. Peebles. Little things mean everything this Christmas. Peebles is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Trey Thomas, and I'm warming up for Sunday's game versus Houston at the Link. Listen to the morning show all week to hear my take on the Birds' chances with Nick Foles under center for the remaining two games. This pregame show warm-up is brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant Dealers, who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit NoPayBryant.com to find a dealer near you.
M-E-I-N-E-K-E, Money Key.
Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Right now, get 50% off brake pads. Save money on tires, car batteries, and heating system repairs. Visit Meineke.com for a total car care center near you.
Happy holidays from 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Bernard Hopkins, the living legend, and I want to wish everyone out there happy holidays. And you know what? Protect yourself at all times and have some love in your life. Happy holidays.
This is Tyrone Johnson from the Mike Missanelli Show, wishing everyone happy holidays.
Season's greetings, and thanks for listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, yeah, that time of year sneaking up on us.
Jingle bells swing.
Now, I have to admit, this is the first year that I can't empathize with everybody else who's, like, scrambling this time of year. Because I'm such a savage that I confessed on the air that not only have I had my house decorated since before Thanksgiving, but all of my Christmas shopping was done by December 10th. So, I mean, this is the first year. But, oh, good for you. Great job. No, no, no. It's the fact you've got a two-year-old at home and you've got a wife with like one more on the way. And it's like, that's just one fewer thing that we have to worry about right now. But just so you know, even though I'm not going through it with you, I do sympathize with you. I understand. I've been there before. I know what it's like to be scrambling and getting things done a couple of days before all the magic happens. So I'm feeling for you. I understand it. I hope that you're all safe out there and maintaining your mental sanity as well. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to John in Bryn Mawr, who's been holding. Good morning, John.
Hey, Jim. Always a pleasure. Great to talk with you.
Likewise.
Yeah, I would just say that, I mean, for me, obviously pressure on Deshaun Watson is going to be crucial. Their offensive line is not that great. I don't know the status on Lamar Miller, but I know he left last week's game, so I believe that the Texans' running game is going to suffer a little bit if he is unable to play. And you're right. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, he's one of my favorite wide receivers in the entire NFL. I would double cover him the entire time. I just would just...
So do you think that Demaryius Thomas is kind of shot, or are you confident?
Well, I just don't think he poses the threat like he once did.
Sure.
I mean, I wouldn't say shot, but I would really focus. And the other thing is, I would love to see Jim Schwartz kind of dial up the same plan that he did last week. I mean, the Rams definitely have some good skill players, and that is the most aggressive I've seen the defense play the entire year. Every time that they blitz, they forced the quarterback into a bad decision or they caused a turnover, which was huge. And the other thing is, too, offensively, this team's got to start fast. It's so important. If they start fast, if they get on the board first, I feel like the defense just feeds off that. As far as Philly Touchstone goes, you know what? It looks like this could be a year that we miss out on two of those guys. But don't hold your breath, Philadelphia. Nolan Arenado is a free agent the following year. And why not trade for Mike Trout? And I would be good with those two guys moving forward. Thanks for taking my call, Joe. Take care.
John, same to you, man. I hope you enjoy the season, and Merry Christmas, and thanks for calling. I'm not ready. I'm not ready for the possibility. Look, I'm not trying to rule out Mike Trout or anybody else. I'm saying if the Phillies come up 0-for in this offseason, I'm not ready for it. I'd prepared myself mentally for at least one of these players to be Phillies, and potentially both. If they come up empty, I'm going to be, let's just say, a dissatisfied customer. Okay, the two big, and this is leaving out Whitney Mercilus, by the way, who's a big-time force on that line for the Texans, defensive line. J.J. Watt has 54 tackles, 14.5 sacks, 6 forced fumbles. He is fully back. If there were any questions about whether he'd be effective in his return, I know that he missed most of the last two seasons with injury. He is 100% fully back. Jadeveon Clowney, 37 tackles, 8 sacks. It's quite the tandem that they have. I'm going to be paying attention to that. That's why the Eagles' running game is important. Now, John brought up Lamar Miller. Well, first things first, Bill O'Brien talked about Lamar Miller on the Sal Powell Football Hour, and Sal asked him whether Miller would be able to actually go. And granted, this was early in the week. This was on Tuesday. At the time, this is what Bill O'Brien said.
I think he's doing okay, Sal. I think we'll have to see how it is day to day here, but just checking in with him the last couple of days. Lamar, he's a tough guy. He's a good pro, and we'll see how it goes throughout the week, but it seems like it's trending in the right direction.
And that's consistent with what happened over the course of the week as Bill O'Brien addressed the media yesterday and said that Lamar Miller is officially listed as questionable. It says that he has a chance to play. The game's still 48 hours away. He was limited in practice late in the week, and it appears that he'll be a game-time decision. I anticipate that he'll be available. How effective he'll be, that's a completely different question. The other backs on the roster, Alfred Blue is the backup. He would get most of the work in the event that he's unable to go, he being Lamar Miller. Deontay Foreman and Buddy Howell are also the other backs on the roster. Questionable to play against Philadelphia. This is a pretty substantial injury list for the Texans. However, I'm not necessarily holding my breath that any of these guys are not going to be available. DeAndre Hopkins is questionable with an ankle injury. Kiki Kuti is questionable with a hamstring injury. Jonathan Joseph has a hip issue and illness. And Sanio Calamiti has an elbow/rib/illness situation. Everybody's sick in the NFL. Have you noticed that? There is a sickness going through the locker room. Like the Eagles have it. Jake Elliott and Alshon Jeffrey are both sick. And that's just the players. Apparently the coaching staffs have also been kind of going through this. So, you know, the NFL is just like you. If you got kids at home or you work with kids or anybody, you just end up being sick this time of year and you can set your watch by. It's like, I can't believe I have this winter cold again. Well, so does everybody else. There you go. 610-632-0975. Back to the phones we go with Randy in Maple Shade. What's going on, Randy?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. I wanted to touch base. I unfortunately have that mentality. The Phillies are going to miss out now on both these free agents.
Oh, man.
I know. It's the doomsday attitude, but right now the way it's looking, and it's really going to be a huge fail because coming into this offseason, the management hyped up all the fan base that we're going to get a star, you know, almost like we're going star hunting and come up and get short.
Well, that's the trouble, right? It seems like both times that Philadelphia's kind of called their shots, it hasn't worked out, and we've ended up more disappointed than if they, you know, just didn't say anything.
Exactly. And then the other thing is people say, oh, sign Nolan Arenado, and it's actually funny. I was looking at his stats the other day. Not that he's not a good player, but his home and road splits are very different. And on top of that, people say go trade for Mike Trout as if he's going to be available. You would have to literally trade your top 10 prospects in your farm system for them to even listen.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, in reverse, right, what would it take for the Phillies to trade away Mike Trout? And the answer is that they wouldn't. So, like, I don't know that the Angels would either. I'm with you. I've pointed that out before. I know that it's nice and, you know, he's friends with Wentz and he goes to Eagles games and stuff like that. But, I mean, I don't see any way that trade ends up happening. Now, eventually, if he's a free agent and he wants to sign with the Phillies, that might be a completely different situation. But that's further down the road.
Well, yeah, and I see him, you know, as a free agent, I see this being one of his landing spots. But that's when the Phillies should just literally give him the blank check and say, here, sign it.
No, well, I agree. But, Randy, and thanks for the phone call, man. Merry Christmas. I think that's what they should have done this year. Like, my idea of spending stupid might be different than everybody else's. If you're going to actually come out and say that you're going to spend stupid amounts of money, then I'm thinking to myself, all right, you're naturally setting yourself up to be used in some kind of a bidding war. Like, it's just natural to think that by telegraphing your intentions that way, you're setting yourself up for the agent to come in and be like, well, you know, the Phillies are going to be willing to pay X, Y, and Z, trying to drum up a bidding war. But if you're going to actually do it, if you're going to actually come out and say, we're going to maybe be a little bit stupid when we spend the money, if you don't follow through, what does that say? In Machado's case, right? If it's close, you say that he's going to go to the Yankees. Well, then it's on you as an owner to not make it close. To totally blow the offer out of the water and say, all right, well, whatever is going to be the tie-breaking threshold, I'll beat it, whatever it is. Bryce Harper hasn't heard, or I haven't heard anything like that from Harper, that, you know, if it's close, I'm going to go here, I prefer. People have been trying to speculate on Harper's motives for quite some time, and it hasn't really been able to be solidified. You have to end up with one of these guys. I really believe that. I think that it'll be a full-on offseason failure if you don't, because I think a lot of people are expecting this team to take a big step forward this upcoming year. And I don't think, with all due respect to him, I think he's been a tremendous pro and a really great player over the course of his career. I don't think that Andrew McCutchen is the top-flight free agent signing that a lot of people, you know, signed up for. Don't get me wrong, in concert with some of these other guys, absolutely an improvement. But I don't think the McCutcheon signing is one that moves the needle for Phillies fans and says, all right, now this team's ready to be a contender. And now this team's decided that the losing's over and things like that. Your phone number to join the conversation is 610-632-0975. I want to get Bert up, but I want to make sure that he's got the full opportunity to get the full call in, and we're up against a break. So, Bert, sit tight. And then we have open phone lines. It can be you next. 610-632-0975. Coming up at the top of the hour, it is This Week in Pro Football with Pat Callahan. It's going to be a really good show today from 10 to noon. A lot of really good stuff to get into. All of that and more is coming your way, plus the final segment of the solo portion of this show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. This week, the Birds are back home for their final home game versus Houston. If playoff hopes are to stay alive, they must win. Can St. Nick deliver an early Christmas present with another huge victory? Join Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting at 10 a.m. for the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House. Listen for the Fanatic's Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking game news. After the game, Joe and Joe take your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, guys, if you're looking to last a little longer and go a few extra rounds in the bedroom, get to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com has the first ever chewable that takes your performance in the bedroom to another level. Check this out. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Since they're chewable, they'll work up to twice as fast as a pill. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on an empty stomach. And they're cheaper than the pills. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office or spend time waiting in the pharmacy line because Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and enter the promo code 97.5 and get your first order free. You'll only have to pay a $5 shipping fee. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code 97.5.
The holiday season is about spending time with those you care about most and sharing good cheer.
Is this what I think it is?
No way.
And being the holiday hero when you give the best gift.
iPhone XR? I don't believe it.
Believe it, sister, because at T-Mobile, the holiday season is on us. There's still time to be this year's holiday hero. Right now, when your family joins T-Mobile, we'll give you the iPhone XR on us.
Oh, thank you.
And with group FaceTime on iPhone XR, everyone can enjoy the holidays together. Join T-Mobile, and we'll give you the iPhone XR on us. Visit a T-Mobile store or call 1-800-T-Mobile today.
Via 36 monthly credits when you add a line and trade in a qualifying iPhone, plus tax. Contact us before canceling or credit stop and balance is due. Zero down plus 2084 a month times 36 months. Pre-credit price $749.99. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Finance agreement and two or more lines of qualifying service required. Allow two bill cycles.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Something that will take on meaning as the years go by? Ancestry DNA is more than a gift. It's a unique discovery. Ancestry DNA could tell you if you're from Sicily, Senegal, Sweden, or all three. No other test brings family stories to life like Ancestry DNA. With over 350 region results, there are two times the geographic detail of other DNA tests. For a limited time, Ancestry DNA is on sale for $59. Visit Ancestry.com/gift to get a kit today. That's Ancestry.com/give.
With the new year upon us, the New Jersey Transit Police Department reminds you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If you ride the train or bus, if you live or work near a station, be alert and aware of your surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. New Jersey Transit urges you to help us keep our transit system safe. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPhones, iPads, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. They have a one-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Why buy your kids' new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? Keyword search, Experimac, Cherry Hill.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research, because together we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
M-E-I-N-E-K-E, Meineke.
Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Save time and money at Meineke on all your service and auto repair needs. Plus, free towing when you become a Meineke Rewards member. Visit Meineke.com for a total car care center near you.
Go to the contest page at 975thefanatic.com and register to win Jason Mertidis' Big Boy Toy Club prize for December, courtesy of Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store for over 30 years. Offering a large selection of top quality products, styles, and trends, online at royalbilliard.com.
Happy holidays from 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Carly from the Fanatic sales team, wishing you peace, love, and joy this holiday season. Happy New Year.
Hi, it's Gina from the Fanatic sales team. Happy holidays to you and your family, and thanks for being the best listeners and sports fans in the country.
Season's greetings, and thanks for listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti here with you, 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until 10 o'clock, where I'll be joined by my This Week in Pro Football compatriot, Pat Callahan. Looking forward to that. Brian McLaughlin is producing this morning, doing a tremendous job as he always does. Tyler Zuli will be pinch hitting starting at 10 o'clock. We're talking about Eagles-Texans, of course, and it's a game that's going to impact things dramatically in terms of the Eagles' playoff chances. It's not an impossible road if they lose to the Texans, but things get a whole lot simpler if they do manage to get by Houston at home. We've been hearing from Bill O'Brien from the Sal Pal Football Hour. We'll be hearing from Sal Pal himself coming up at 11 o'clock today. So make sure that you have that locked in all day here on 97.5 The Fanatic. All kinds of good stuff going on in the coming hours. For now, we go to Bert in Fort Worth. Bert, thanks for holding, man. You're on The Fanatic.
Hey, how's it going? So I just wanted to ask you, so last week we did a really good job with the offensive line, and I was just wondering, do you think we continue that this week against the Texans and pushing off J.J. Watt and Clowney?
Well, I think that it is easier, Bert, for the Eagles to defend interior defensive linemen than on the outside. Like, I think that Jason Kelce and Brandon Brooks and that crew inside have had a better season than Peters and Johnson. So I think it's a different, bigger test. You know what I mean? Like, slowing down Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh was huge, but this is kind of a different animal, and I'm concerned about it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Absolutely. And also, I was wondering, do you think we stay the same way with Foles, with as far as getting down the field, driving when we need points, and like putting it down people's throats when we need to do that?
What do you mean, stay the same with Foles?
As far as production and like the way we run our offense. You think we'll be consistent this week too, as far as being consistent in the weeks? Because this year we haven't done that at all. We blew three leads already.
Yeah, you're right about that, Bert. Hey, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. With Foles in particular, I think that the play calling was more effective for Nick Foles against the Rams. Like, I'm not advocating for a 50-50 split, and I've said this before. I'm not advocating for a 50-50 run-pass split. But if one of those happened, I would think that that team had a great chance of winning the game. I think that running the ball is one of the clearest indicators of success, even in 2018's NFL. So if they're able to maintain the ground game, that does kind of help to neutralize some of the pass rush capabilities of Whitney Mercilus and J.J. Watt and obviously Jadeveon Clowney. So I would sign up for that in a heartbeat. If they were able to maintain the ground game with Josh Adams and they were able to sprinkle in Darren Sproles and Wendell Smallwood, well, he doesn't need to get any carries as far as I'm concerned. But if they're able to get the ground game going, I would say that that's a pretty clear indicator that the game's kind of going the way that they want. So to be able to sustain offense in a game, I think running the ball is going to be incredibly important when you're talking about trying to neutralize a defense that does things like that with the Texans. By the way, their middle linebacker, Bernardrick McKinney, is no joke in terms of run-stopping either. So it's going to be a tough test. That's why I don't see this one as, you know, a full-on snoozer where they're just going to totally demolish this team like a lot of people think. Like, I have been talking to a lot of people who think this one is just a stone-cold lock that the Eagles are going to take care of business against the Texans, and I'm just not convinced yet. Let's go to Eddie in South Philly next on The Fanatic. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, Joe. How are you, bud?
Great, thank you.
So, the Phillies, okay, this could be the most important offseason in this franchise's history, okay? This could either set them up for the next 10 years or you set them back for the next 10 years, okay? And the reality is, Machado, Harper, one of them, you eat if whatever one you want, whatever one may be, make them an offer you can't refuse. It's just that simple. That's what it's got to be.
Well, I don't know why they don't act like a big market team. You know what I mean? Like, this is a chance that they have to act like a real big market team.
Right, exactly, because they are a big market team. And they say things like they are, well, they'll act like it.
I'm with you. So what do you think, Eddie? Are you worried?
I want Harper. I really don't want Machado. And the reality of getting both of them, I don't think it's a reality. I don't think it can happen.
Okay.
Now, it's not my money, but I'd love it to happen. Absolutely. I don't think it's going to happen, though. If I had my choice, I would take Harper.
How come?
I just, Machado, maybe it's his attitude. Maybe it's just his demeanor. I don't think it'll work well in this city. I don't think it will. I don't think it'll fit in this city. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I just don't fit in here. I don't.
Interesting. Eddie, enjoy the rest of your morning. Merry Christmas, man. I thought about this as soon as Machado was going to be available. I thought about how I've talked about this before, how I got my sports radio start in New York in college and how baseball is first, second, and third in New York. That would be like, you know, Machado going to New York would be equivalent to, say, LeBron James going to the Los Angeles Lakers. Like, that's kind of what players consider certain teams to be mecca for their individual sports. And if Machado values the history of the game and everything like that, and there are a lot of reasons why he's been linked to the New York Yankees, if that were to happen, I would at least understand it. For Harper, though, I understand Eddie's point, that he seems like he would be a fit here. His game, in particular, seems like it would be a fit with the ballpark, with the organization, and not only that, he would fill a need that the Phillies clearly have. Now, the reason that I would want the Phillies to sign Harper is that that means that they have signed McCutchen and Harper. That means now, by the way, you've already got Hoskins moving back to first base. You have the opportunity to trade one, two, some of those young outfielders for pitching and the ability to kind of bolster your rotation and solidify your bullpen, things like that. Those are going to be absolutely 100% essential moves that could be made in the event that you're able to land Bryce Harper. Is it a lock? I don't know. I'm not sure. It's 50-50. Here's the thing, though. I'm still not convinced that this is going to be a total bust. I'm still not convinced that this is going to be an offseason where they go 0-2. They're not going to pull a Sixers and miss on every single one of their targets. I just find that incredibly difficult to believe when your owner comes out. And you would think that with the statement also comes the mandate that, yeah, we're going to spend a lot of money, maybe even a little bit stupidly. You know what that means to me? That means that you identify whoever it is, whichever player or players you think that you need to have in your system, whoever you think is going to help your organization the most, and you do whatever it takes to bring that player in. Whatever it takes. Now, do I think that it was a questionable strategy to come out and say that ahead of time? I do, because like I said, that just sets yourself up to be used by agents. That's like walking into a car dealership and then being like, I am just looking to spend whatever I need to spend in order to be happy today. And then going to the salesman and be like, hey, is that really the best that you could do on this car? Like, you're dealing from a position of weakness if they know that you're willing to go up in price to begin with. Not what I would have done. Then again, I don't own a baseball team, so we'll see what happens. We'll see if it works out. We'll see if that ends up stinging the Phillies anyway. All right, I've had a lot of fun with the solo portion of this show. Thank you very much to Brian McLaughlin producing. He's going to tag in Tyler Zuli. And with Tyler Zuli comes This Week in Pro Football. When you next hear a voice on this radio station, it will be that of Pat Callahan, the host, the dulcet tones of This Week in Pro Football. Coming your way next, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.